I'm sure some people would look at me and never guess that I am a perfectionist. I don't keep a perfect house, I'm overweight, and my career path is bumpy, to say the least. I'm always looking for another job, something more challenging and better paying, something that is more rewarding. I've had a rough time getting to a place where I could perform my best and enjoy what I do. I think my attitude stems from the perfectionist ideal I was raised with. My mother was very concerned with outside appearances, house, clothes, while Dad focused on his accomplishments. I take after him in that respect. When I was in school, it was imperative that I receive straight A's. If I got an A-minus or, heaven forbid, a B, I would be very upset with myself. In graduate school, I got sick and was hospitalized shortly before midterms. I felt awful and didn't do well on one of my tests. I got a B for my final grade. It was the only B that I received, but I still think about it. I've always been overweight. Even though I try to talk myself into not worrying about what society thinks, I am still always thinking about it, trying to diet and feeling disappointed that I can never get the weight off. My mom has always been a pain about my being overweight. She has always been thin, and I take after my dad, who is also heavy. It bugs me less as I get older, but like most children, I want my parents to be proud of me and feel that they did a good job raising me. Now, at age 47, it has become a health issue, which causes even more stress. I suffered from postpartum depression when I gave birth to my third child. I was completely overwhelmed when she was born. We were moving to another state. My husband went ahead without me, and I had to take care of my two older children and sell the house. It was an extremely stressful time, and I was not happy about being pregnant because I had planned to go back to school after we moved. My husband loved his new job and was not home much. I was lonely and unhappy. I slept only a few hours a night. The PPD came upon me a few days after giving birth. It felt like the world was ending. After some rest and some meds, I was okay, but it took me a long time, about 6 months, to feel like myself. I hope I never go through something like that again. When it comes to making decisions, I am the regret queen. I still think about mistakes I made when I was 19, and I wish I could do things over again. This is a problem I have dealt with for years and have had many long, expensive talks with my therapist about. My number one decision that I regret is getting married when I did. I grew up in a very religious family, and when I got pregnant, my mother and father felt the best thing for me was to get married. I'm still married to the same man, but maybe my life would be different, better, if I had married someone else, or if I had married him at a more convenient time. I like to feel that I'm in control of things. That's why I don't drink much alcohol, because I don't like being at all out of control. I hate to drive with anyone else, too. I feel that I am the best driver, although I suppose that has to do more with control issues than with driving. Hoping everything will be perfect is an insane way to live. There is nothing perfect in this world, and continually trying to attain perfection leads to so many problems. I never quite feel that everything is okay, and I think that stems from my unreal perception of how the world should be. 100 years ago, a woman's job was clear. Have children, keep them alive, get meals on the table, and take care of the house. If your house was clean and your kids were fed, people thought you were doing a good job. Now, in addition to those responsibilities, today's women have numerous others. Many work outside the home. We worry about our jobs, the quality of our relationships with our husbands, how our kids do in school, how our homes look, how we look, how much volunteer work we do, how much money we give to charity, how well our kids behave, and so much more. We're even responsible for our kids' social lives. A generation ago, our mothers didn't arrange playdates. Mom booted you out the door, and it was your job to find someone to play with while she did her housework, or invited a neighbor over for coffee. No wonder we're unhappy. We want to excel at everything, but with so much to do, that's unattainable. It is impossible to do a great job with your marriage, your home, your kids, your career, your body, your friendships, your health habits, and everything else. Yet that's our goal, to do everything well. And when we can't, we feel like failures. Remember my patient Kim, whom I mentioned in the introduction? She had almost everything going for her, but she felt depressed because her house was cluttered. That demonstrates the sinister nature of perfectionism. When Kim reflects on her life, instead of listing the many things she's got, she looks at herself and says, "You're a failure because your house is cluttered." If you can't learn to let go of a feeling like that, unless you can get the perfectionist monkey off your back, there's always going to be something wrong in your life.